This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
On several occasions, we've mentioned the issue of the grief factor in the experience of third culture kids. A third culture kid, on the downside, we talked about unresolved grief. We talk about the experience of transition. During the heart of that transition, we often experience grief, the grief that comes from the loss of people and places that have been left behind. The issue is, how do you deal with grief? Grief is an experience that every human being has. We were talking in a number of the classes during this week. We touched on the issue of grief. We have little tiny griefs. You lose a pen, there's a grief connected with that. You say, well, I don't get too emotionally involved with pens. Well, that may be, but in the process of losing it, there is a touch of the issue of grief. It's a useful tool, and you lose it, and you go through the process that we're going to talk about in a moment in relationship to that. Now, let's suppose that pen was given you by your parent, and that pen belonged to your grandfather. And your father gives it to you and says, here's a pen that was your grandfather's, and he wanted you to have it. What happens when you lose that one? It's still only a pen. But there's new meaning connected with that pen. And so grief takes on different forms depending on what it is that are different intensity, depending on what it was that was lost in the process. And we experience grief to various degrees depending on who we leave behind and what happens in the process of our leaving. Third culture kids experience grief in multiples. They leave whole groups of people at the same time. One of these days I'll learn that screen is down there, okay? There we are. Okay, the griefs are multiple. Just as I get trained, I'll leave and I'll have to be retrained the next time. They leave bunches of people simultaneously as well. It's not just leaving or losing one person, it's losing many people. It's not losing people in sequence, it's losing them all at the same time. When losses occur in that sense, it's hard to know which one to deal with. You have various degrees of intensity in every relationship. So some of those grief experiences are more intense than others, but they all come at you at the same time. The intense relationships are present within that collection because when you're in a country other than the one that is supposedly your home country, you're often pushed into closer relationships with people. And schoolmates in international schools come closer to being brothers and sisters, or at least good first cousins, than schoolmates. They have a different level of relationship. And if it's a boarding school, the relationship really becomes intense. These are people who have lived with each other, who have eaten at the same table. They just never get away from each other, and they have to determine either we're going to be very close or we're going to maybe kill each other. And so there is an intensity in those relationships. And also, they are often unresolved because in the process of moving from one to the other, you don't work through those. I've mentioned earlier that the value in the past of traveling by ship, that there was a time span where an individual leaving a particular place was able to deal with the grief over an extended period of time, and by the time they walked down the gangplank at the other end, they had pretty much worked through the grief. Now it's just a matter of a few hours. You hop on a plane and hop off at the other end, and there has been no time to really deal with the grief experience at all. And so you carry it with you into the new place where you're making the new adjustment, and people there don't think that you ought to be grieving because, after all, you should have been looking forward to this wonderful experience of coming home or wherever you've gone. And after all, they're there, and they're just wonderful people, and they should be the very center of your lives, and they can't understand why you should be grieving. So they don't let you grieve. Just a side note in regard to this issue of grief. There's another aspect of it that is often very difficult to deal with, and that's when there's been a loss of a relative or a loved one, even a very close friend, and that person has died while you were away. And you return to your home country, and that person is gone, and perhaps you were not able to go home for the funeral, you were not there at that particular point, and 3 months, 6 months, a year has gone by since the death. And you step back into that situation, and you are confronted for the first time with the reality of that loss. Oh, certainly you knew about it before. There was a kind of grieving that went on before. But this is the first time that you've really seen the empty chair, or you have failed to see the person at the dinner table. And suddenly it all comes into focus, and you're ready to grieve. And everybody else is done grieving. They've all gone beyond it. And you feel very much alone, and you wonder whether or not you can grieve. That may be true of members of the family who have had close friends, and they've moved away. And they were anticipating for 3 years, when I go home, those people are going to be there. And they arrive, and they've moved away. They aren't there. And so children may experience that kind of grief as well. But at any rate, the issue is unresolved, and the grief is unresolved, and also it's alone. Now, I've said this to the kids a number of times during this week, and that is that high school graduations in international schools are probably the wettest graduations in the world. There are more tears shed. I kid some of the people at Alliance Academy in Quito, Ecuador, that they have to refinish the floor of the gymnasium every year because the salt water just destroys the finish. But they herd all of their seniors and all of their faculty into the gymnasium right after graduation, and they clear everybody else out, and they just give them as much time as they want to say goodbye to each other. And it's very teary, and it's very important. I have a concern for the children who are not seniors, who stand on the edge wishing that they could say goodbye, the ones that are leaving, and they may not be coming back. I've talked to a good number of people who left when they were 7th graders or 8th graders or 10th graders, and they left for the last time from a particular place, and they never resolved the ache inside that they had never had an opportunity to say goodbye. Make sure your children, we've talked about this before, have an opportunity to say goodbye. That's part of working through the grief process. But be aware of the fact that their school relationships are very, very important. Sometimes it's not possible to be at a particular place. Some people have to leave before a school year ends. I understand that that happens. I know that that can be a problem. But if it's at all possible to let your children go through the natural closures, please do it. It's important for them. And over the long haul, it'll be important to you too.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.